impressive.
She's an amateur. Turn the money down. She won again this year. She defended her title. She's turned down $1 million in the last year because she wants to go to Stanford and play in college or something.
Hey, where's the stigma here?
I don't understand.
Note to self, you know what? Turn pro. I don't know who her...
That's kind of what we said.
Oh, that's so cute. That's such a nice moment. Can we get two Harrises on? One fell swoop. He's back. Good to see you. How are you?
Other than the guys playing.
We're on now, so you could just... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, hey. It's been quite a quick little turnaround here, but have a seat there, if you will. You do whatever you want. Look, I'm not gonna tell them what to do.
Welcome to Little Rock, Dad.
Hey, thanks. It's good.
Oh. Pull that mic down. There you go.
Seat's a long way down there.
Welcome, Cliff Harris, and as we already told you, Matt Harris is joining us as well. I told Matt to get some good questions together. So, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little.
You got a lot going on here.
A lot of activity, other than the guy's jet having a malfunction in Dallas coming up here, mm-hmm. and Gene not knowing today was the day of the event. I'm, you know, just minor things going on, but it's exciting times.
Note to Coach Stallings.
Pressure makes you.
Coach Stallings, we're going to need you in Little Rock immediately.
Yeah, when we call you Captain Crash, I don't want to have anything to do with a plane that's got issues, that's for sure.
He's going to be doing up-downs before you know it.
Well, congratulations on the award being named in your honor for the best small college defensive player, and obviously you're one of the great stories in NFL history and certainly an inspiration to a lot of small college guys who have hopes and dreams of playing at the next level.
Well, it's as I was telling David Basil, it was kind of out of the blue that he came to me and said, we want to form an award for small college defensive player of the year. And I said, well, small colleges needs more awareness. Defensive players certainly need more awareness, and that's a good thing. And they said, we want to name it after you. And I was like, what? It's like I was going to say today in this event, I'd live two lives. I'm in the energy business. And all of a sudden, there's the life that pops back up of me being a former Dallas Cowboy and playing in Super Bowls, and it's two different worlds I live in. But we're glad to do it because these small college players need awareness. They need sometime, you know, maybe the confidence to think, hey, because I know I did when I went to the Cowboys, what's it like, these big-time players, Division I? Can you compete with them? Yeah. If you look at the Cliff Harris kind of, you know, history, yeah, you can play, you can beat them, and they don't know that. And hopefully, it's going to give them confidence. That's it.
How many? How often do you run into Cowboy stalkers? Because there are a few of them here today.
You know, I see them from time to time. It's that other world thing. You know, yeah. I'm at lunch sometimes talking about compression, and then somebody comes in and wants my autograph. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, just working some business here. Can I ask you about the Cowboys?
Yeah.
We talk about them, I guess, when you come on.
I can't answer you, though. Oh, no, I'm just – no, it's good.
So what's the buzz around town?
Well, the buzz is I spoke to the team. They had the big dinner, annual dinner they have at the end of preseason. And the teams of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s were there along with the team. And so I spoke to the team and motivated them. So if they go to the Super Bowl this year – we'll know why, right?
No doubt. I think that's probably true.
It's our year this year. Romo just needed to be straightened out a little bit. I said, hey, all you got to do is one thing, and it's win.
That's what I'm talking about, Dad.
He got a wife, and he's got a bunch of money now, even more so than usual, so he ought to be pretty happy.
Well, yeah.
A little more motivation.
Yeah, I guess if he wasn't happy before.
Yeah, really. I guess because he was doing fine probably before, too. But we talk a lot about the Pro Bowl and the mess that is. You're a six-time Pro Bowler, so – this year, now they're going to let the fans decide, and it's going to be a mishmash of players on both sides. Is there a good answer? I want to see a skills and drills thing. What do you think would be a good answer for the Pro Bowl? I mean, wouldn't you rather go over there and like do a
super team,
some sort of
there you go.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's a 40-yard, because I always like to do the whole Daryl Green fastest man in the NFL, like a 40-yard dash thing, a passing challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know what they come up for defensive backs.
Those
we come up
great.
With something, but anyway.
But you know the thing about it, if you do something like that and you have guys, there are other guys that are champions that win at the heart and are the big playmakers that may not be the fastest 40-yard guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got rookies that are the fastest yard. So you're going to have a rookie in there playing for the Pro Bowl? I don't think so. You got to have guys that win the game, and that's the way you look at it. And it's probably because the guys are so focused, the guys are so focused in their own areas that maybe they need to devise something that says, hey, who do you guys focus on during the year? Like me, I wouldn't focus on, they shouldn't let me vote for offensive lineman as a safety. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe what you do is that the safeties and defensive backs work vote on the wide receivers, and the wide receivers work on the vote on the defensive backs, who they think are important. I don't know. I know that, but hey, you know, I was in 6 Pro Bowls in 10 years, so I think it worked pretty well for me.
Yeah. I guess you don't have a lot of
complaints. Knock enough people out, you get there.
Matt wanted to ask why you were so hard on him, and I said, I guess more importantly, the question, is, why didn't it work out? I mean, that's
no
the thing.
Question.
You weren't hard enough on it, maybe.
I know.
That's definitely not the case.
I
try cleaning
a
room as a
out.
6-year-old with a you 6-time know, Pro Bowler.
You know, whatever.
Is this clean?
When you're a professional football player, I mean, do professional football players go out and play catch with their kids like normal dads do?
Oh yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's absolutely. You know, that's some of their
that
best.
Made him run some laps for missing the ball.
Oh, no. Say,
did he make you scream Oski every time he caught it?
Well, this is what he would do. My brother and my older brother
and I. Trying to get him into golf is what I try to do.
This is how he tried to get us into golf. We were his Labrador Retrievers. He'd take his pitching wedge and go up to the local school. True story. And he would hit his bucket of balls, and he'd say, all right, Andrew and Matt.
Ready?
The first one to bring me back all the balls and most wins. Go. And we'd go back, and he'd stand there and hit balls for hours, and we just, and it was great because we'd tire ourselves out, and we'd get back to the house, we'd fall right asleep. He didn't have to move an inch. All he did was hit golf balls and let us fall asleep afterwards.
And I was a better golfer.
See, everybody wins. That's what we call a perfect deal.
Perfect deal.
Cliff, back when you played, Dallas was great at finding guys from small schools like yourself or taking guys and changing their positions or even changing sports. Who was responsible for that? Was it Brandt or Landry or a combination?
So glad you asked that question because Gil Brandt is going to be here today. And he is the first guy that I invited to be on the committee. He is the first guy. He's the most knowledgeable guy, even today. You know, he's on NFL.com, and he's already got 5 guys that he's picked in the small colleges that he thinks are potential to win this award. I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. So he's a very knowledgeable guy. And he was a guy that found me in these niches out here, and Drew Pearson and Bob Hayes and Tony Frisch and Wal Garrison and, I mean, all these guys. And I don't know. He was such an innovative. One of my buddies just walked by. innovative men that I'm thankful for that for the creative time because how else would somebody see that we didn't have that we didn't have the internet so you can't do what they can today and actually watch a athlete on. At real time, run a 40-yard dash, do the jumps and everything like that. We'd have to send videos. A guy'd have to fly a plane into Arkadelphia or Little Rock, I guess, and come out and check you out. So it was a harder time to transfer information, you know. So,
and Landry's defense was so complicated. You needed smart people that could figure things out.
Well, it was good for me, you know.
Your son has talked about your abilities in mathematics and things like that. That's got to be an advantage.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing that I mean, I think the Landry system was designed for me. I loved it. I mean, because it allowed. I mean, our system was not a system where you had 3 defensive backs. You play zone. You got deep middle, and you know, that's it. We had so many different defenses, and because we kept tried in this thing, I think the reason I made the Pro Bowls and all the things that was because I kept the quarterbacks guessing, not knowing what was what we were doing, and it helped us get traps. Well, that was not me. It was the Landry defense that I played in and worked, and it worked it very well to my advantage.
Cliff Harris, Matt Harris joining us in the Zone. Pigskin Preacher as well. We're at the Little Rock Touchdown Club where Cliff will be speaking soon. You talked about talking to the Cowboys. Have you come back for a speech before the Ouachita Baptist Tigers anytime recently?
We spoke to them last year, well, maybe in the last couple of years.
Okay.
I'd certainly like to. I know that I support the team, and it's always fun to go back and, you know, see your buddies and – you know, and talk to them and see the kids that could be kids of your kids.
Saw Miss Benson walking in here with Coach Sharp earlier.
Oh, yeah, Miss Benson's here. We're going to be talking about introducing and everything if I can get it all together. right in my head.
Do you wing this, or do you? You seem like a pretty organized guy.
I've gone over this thing about 700 times. Are you kidding me? And I would right now be working on my notes if I weren't talking with you guys.
How often do
you're taking precious time, Maker?
I'm sorry. Well, I just have a couple.
He gave you the look. You didn't know it.
How often do you
You know, man.
How often do you do speeches in front of groups like this?
Well, whenever I have to.
Whenever they name an award after you.
Well, you know, it's not. I'm not one of those guys that seeks out speeches. And I, you know, some guys like to do that, and they, and you know, when they pay me the right money, I'll do a speech, or when they give an award, or I'll do it for a friend. And but I'm not one of those guys that does that as a norm. You know, so it keeps me stressed. Okay.
Right. We had talked when we visited in May. We talked about trying to do a show. I know you've got a place in Hot Springs, and you come back during the summer some. And we didn't get that together and having your buddies on. But obviously, a lot of your former teammates are going to be here. So clearly, there is a tie that binds with former Cowboys. So how did all that come about as far as getting some of these guys to come back? Which everybody was thrilled that you were coming, but. Some of these other guys, in addition, just makes the experience better for these former, you know, all these Cowboy fans.
Well, one thing that makes it better was the Kelsey Warren Rockstar Jet. I mean, that's the CEO of our company, and he made it easy for him. Thank goodness that he flew his private jet up here and took those guys. And, you know, there's a camaraderie that exists, and one guy links to the other guy. So if Roger goes, you know, Leroy may go, and if Leroy goes, Walt may go. So I knew how it worked.
Okay, there you go.
Weird.
And they're glad to be here to support me on this because we're teammates, you know, because I helped Walt a couple of weeks ago as the parade marshal for the Denton Rodeo Parade.
That's no speech in that?
No speech, just bales of hay riding around in a truck.
Is Walt coming up?
No, Walt couldn't do it. He bailed on me.
The house that Skull built.
You know.
One last thing. I don't know how much of a chance, and of course it's hard to tell because we haven't seen the team on the field, but I guess we did talk about Coach Bielema a little bit the last time we had you on. But thoughts on the upcoming season? Certainly it's always a great challenge in the SEC. We're all excited for football to be on again, thank goodness, and get a chance to take that in. But any thoughts on the upcoming season?
Well, I mean, are you Cowboys or Razorbacks? I mean,
Razorbacks.
Well,
Razorbacks.
I mean, okay. Well, I'm excited. I think, you know, obviously, you know, from last week's, from what I heard from last week's touchdown club here, it was sold out again, and Bielema's got the support, and I think it's an exciting time. But Matt and I have talked about it, and the basic fundamental defenses that he runs, that he likes, that we're talking about how that's going to work and go into play, and it's kind of similar to the Cowboy thing because they're going back to the 4-3 there, and you know, I'm really excited to see what happens. I think this is, you know, it's always an interesting year and an interesting time when you've got a new coach and there's new excitement around, and there's going to be some things, there's going to be some rough times, but I'm excited about the potential there. It's, if the talent is there, you know, it is kind of like me fitting into the Landry system. Right. You know, you have to take the talent that you have different, and it's a little tougher in college because the talents that you have and fit it into your system. And like me, I mean, I'm a thinking guy, so I fit in the Landry system. Well, maybe if I was in the Oakland system, I might not have, the Raider system, I might not have fit in there. And the same thing be true with Bielema. It maybe take a little time for them to, you know, tweak those guys and get them fit into the right position.
Yeah, Jack Tatum wasn't a real cerebral player, was he?
He was a killer, man.
He was a killer.
Oakland has a lot of guys now that don't fit into their system either, from what I've seen.
Fit into the penal system.
I liked him when he got Lynn Swann, though. I'll just say that.
We'll let you go on this. From a nerves level, do you think Matt will be more nervous watching you speak today, or were you more nervous as a parent watching him play?
Oh, that's a tough question. I don't think.
Are you nervous, Matt? Or are you excited?
I'm excited. I've seen him do this a bunch of times, and he always is real nervous. And we talk about it before, and he's saying, "I said you've done it 100 times. You're gonna knock it out of the park," and he always does.
Was there ever a game you came to that you weren't nervous before? Did you get nervous before games?
Are you kidding? I was trying to think of one I wasn't nervous before. You know,
Hey, David.
We'll let you go. So
that's awesome.
Cliff, great seeing you again. Thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Good to see you, Dad.
Okay.
All right.
Come back to Arkansas.
All right.
Good deal.
Appreciate you.
We miss you.
All right. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I'd love to have him. That'd be fine. I'm sure he wants to talk about Matt. I don't know if you brushed up on the Red Wolves.
No.
You need to be.